As we move into our time of prayer today, I'd like to lift up some joys and concerns that have been shared with us through the course of this week. Our first joy is a little bit of announcement, but also a joy. Many of you over the years are familiar with ANAM, or Agape National Academy of Music in Liberia, led by Samson Tarpe, who is a familiar name and face. We have another opportunity to continue to support their scholarship fund. And it's very much on the radar of our church council, but we wanted to bring it to the attention of everyone. So if you refer to our public Facebook page, our private Facebook page rather, and also information in our Herald, there are opportunities laid out for you as individuals and us as a community. But today we lift it up as a joy as well as we continue to surround Samson and all who are a part of this wonderful ministry in Liberia. We have a few birthdays to lift up. Tom Beggs is celebrating a birthday on March 12th. Matt Carson celebrated a birthday this past Thursday. And Jerry Umstead will be celebrating his 90th birthday on March 13th. So we surround Tom and Matt and Jerry and all who love and celebrate them with our prayers. And two concerns to lift up. For the family and friends of Courtney Haston, who is a dear friend of Jessica, daughter of Susie and Don Franks, Court passed away on February 20th at the age of 42, so we keep his family and friends, and especially Jess, who played a significant role in his care over the years, in our prayers. And we continue to keep Den Elman in our prayers, who is home but anticipating another surgery. So we certainly continue to surround him and Ruth. Bringing all the joys and concerns that we hold in our hearts and on our minds to a time of prayer, I invite you to be with me now. God, we are on the verge of a new season, Spring is so close, we can almost reach out and touch it. And yet we still carry so much from seasons past. One full year into a global pandemic, an unfathomable number of lives lost, grief surrounding us. It is hard to see and trust the hope that lies ahead. Remind us, God, that just as the change of seasons inspires us to hold on to that hope, you remind us to keep our eyes looking forward, to keep looking for places where life continues to persist and bloom and grow. God, as we continue on in this Lenten journey, we are mindful and grateful of this day, for this time, to come together to gain the nourishment we need to continue on. We are grateful for this community, spanning far and wide, encompassing all who listen, for the ways in which we care for one another, the ways in which we carry one another. And we are especially mindful of those within our community who are in need of love and care, for those in the hospital, those waiting, those anticipating surgery and procedures and appointments, those experiencing loss or grief, those who need to know they are not alone. God, we also pray for those experiencing life's many joys, birthdays and anniversaries, continuing of wonderful ministries and programs. Help us to see and magnify our joys through your lens so that we may see and feel them even deeper. God, we know the prayers that we carry are ones that you carry with us and for us. You know the names and the faces, the burdens and the cares that we have on our hearts and minds. And so we take time now to pray silently and lift them to you. God, in all that this next season will bring, in our coming and in our going, help us to feel the healing power of your sweet presence. Help us to hear the sweetness of your word. Surround us with people who remind us that your love is real. Help us to be present in each and every moment of each and every day. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
Friends, how sweet it is to be loved by a God who has chosen to give us rules to live by, rules that are life-giving. May we seek to embrace them. May we seek to allow them to set us free. And as you go out into the world today, whatever it is you may need to do or face, I would encourage you to go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of his Holy Spirit. And as you do, may God's light surround you. May God's love enfold you. May God's power protect you. And may God's peace sustain you, now and always. Amen.